you guys today. Good to see you here. Hi, how's everybody? Anybody else like to come and join the rest of us here? We'd be glad to have you do that. I want to tell you a little bit about, you see the three things I put up here on the shelf? They are the three things that I'm going to tell you a little bit about that we are celebrating this year. Like on this side. Can you see a little bit of this way? Okay. But first, you probably haven't seen a nativity scene like this, but look in here. Put a nativity scene. Down here's the shepherds, angels, wise men. And what you see over here, Jesus. Baby Jesus, you're just singing about there. And here are some stars up in the sky. Well, keep those stars in mind because they're lighting up. And this is a menorah. That's the feast, the celebration of Hanukkah. For our Jewish friends, we began to pass quiet, right? Light it. Eight candles all lit, and each day, the festival lasts for 8 days. One candle gets lit each day. Again, it's bringing light into the world, in this case, to celebrate the light and the rebirth of the Jewish temple after they had not had it for a time. And then the last thing is just a little piece of green branch I cut off of one of our trees out here on my way in. This is from a celebration that began even before Christmas, before Hanukkah. Chris read about it when she lit the chalice. This was just the solstice celebration. The winter, you know, when the sun is at its lowest in the sky and the shortest day, and then it starts getting longer again. And our earliest ancestors used to gather around evergreen trees because they still stayed alive after all the other trees had died. And they lit bonfires around them. So in all three, Jesus in the manger with the stars in the sky, the lights from the candles of Hanukkah, the bonfires that were lit around the evergreen trees long, long time ago, all of those are about light coming into darkness and light coming into our lives at this time of year. And so we celebrate the way light comes into us and to us in so many, many ways. So I hope you'll keep all of that in mind as you celebrate in the days ahead. And I want to thank all of you for what you brought and what you left over there. Tomorrow we'll take those to the Nashua Pastoral Care Center. And they will give them to families in the area so that they can all have a very good Christmas with the presents that you bought. And the guests, your table boxes will help our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee in the ways they try to help people all around the world. So thank you. Thank you very much for what you've done to make this a wonderful season. And we're going to let you go to your classes now. Have a good one. All right.